Warning! The following video is over-exaggerated. Some opinions shared aren't accurate to my thoughts and feelings. Who would have guessed the 2 and Switch 2 actually meant double the price? Nintendo Switch 2? What a boring and unoriginal name! Why didn't you cater to the chronically online Wii U fans and call it the Switch U? All of that crying online about drop the price for Mario Kart, and the Switch 2 pre-orders sell out instantly. Look at how boring the Mario Kart bundle looks. Oh, cool. A circle with Mario on it. Damn, y'all went wild with that graphic design. Woo! This sounds crazy, but casual people will mix up the Switch OLED and Switch 2 boxes because they look so similar. Oh, great. Frickin' magnets for the Joy-Cons. Magnets lose strength over time, so I can't wait until 200 years from now when the Joy-Con 2s can no longer grip to the console. We should be thankful that Nintendo gave us the health and safety booklet for free.
Oh! Woo!
Nasty. Bro, I still can't eat the Switch cartridges! While the Joy-Cons are bigger, they're still too small for my hands to be used comfortably on the side. Once again, the HDMI cable is way too short. Don't think I forgot about that from the Switch 1 era. They did it again. Oh great, Nintendo paywalled the C button. Good going, guys. Apparently you can levitate while playing the Switch 2? Or not. The Switch 2 looks a bit slicker now, but what's with the lack of color? Orange and blue on the sides and joystick rings? That's all you got? Nintendo, bring back the color translucency to the Switch 2 and spice up the tech industry. I am so tired of every piece of tech being black and white only. I find it hilarious that Nintendo gave us Game Chat in 2025 when this would have been great before Discord existed. Also, good going on completely copying Discord's layout when doing screen sharing. They didn't even bother to change the border color when someone is talking. It's even the same shade of green. Talk about blatant. The ZL and ZR buttons are still not analog triggers. Why can't Nintendo revert back to shoulder buttons that literally the rest of the industry uses? Oh cool, $95 for a spare pair of Joy-Con 2 controllers. I can't wait to get Joy-Con Drift and pay 100 buckaroos to replace them! Hoo-hoo! And of course, $85 for the Pro Controller too. Nintendo outpricing their consumers? They'd never. Don't pay $55 for the Switch 2 camera. That's basically just burning money. $14 for a backup Joy-Con 2 strap, plus tax. Do I need to say more? $25 for two Joy-Con 2 wheels, or in other words, plastic. I'm stunned Nintendo even makes these still. And all these that I listed off weren't even the original prices, and that's due to market conditions. Yeah, okay, you keep telling yourself that. And you've got the Switch 2 dock that's $120, and it still can't make toast! Anyone else paranoid that the dock is gonna scratch the screen? You still can't turn the Switch on and off with the Joy-Cons and Pro Controller. Why can't the C button at least do that? 256GB of storage is an improvement, but that's not going to hold a lot of games. So have fun paying for a more spendy microSD Express card since you can't use the regular ones anymore. They didn't bother updating the Switch 2 menu UI at all, besides giving the icons some curves, and there's no catchy music. They changed the color of the eShop bag from orange to red. I'm sorry, but that just looks wrong after all this time. You still can't put games in a cart on the eShop and buy multiple games all at once. Oh, sick. I gotta pay $10 to play Switch 2 Welcome Tour. This should have been a pack-in game as it's essentially an interactive tutorial. Only a 2 to 6.5 hour battery life? But what if I want to play my Switch 2 on a plane and forget to bring the charger? The news app is still not that helpful. Just use Twitter or literally anything else. Yeah, sure, the bigger screen and higher resolution is cool, but now I can't play Nintendo Labo VR. So many of us are gonna suffer from this. I honestly don't hate the idea of virtual game cards. Being able to share digital games with people in your Switch Online subscription is a cool idea, but why does it have to be local sharing only? Can't I share my game with someone that lives far away? And this also took away the ability to log into your account on multiple Switches and share games that way, which is pretty lame. Oh, real cool. Nintendo's locking away the CRT filter to Switch 2 only. I was initially flabbergasted, but apparently it takes a lot of GPU power to accurately add a filter like that, so the more you know. You can use the mouse on the Switch 2 menu. While that's cool, couldn't the icon have been the same pointer from the Wii? And couldn't the Wii menu music fade into existence when switching to using mouse mode? The Switch 2 Edition games are cool, but also suck royal Cool. Breath of the Wild doesn't even come with a DLC, meaning if you haven't bought the game yet, it would cost $90 with the DLC and 4K upgrades. And don't get me started on the game key cards. This is pretty much the same thing as putting codes in a box, except now you can sell them. Well, at least until Nintendo shuts down the servers for Switch 2, then the game key card simply won't work. Yay. Have you seen the Switch 2 boxes? What is with all this blank red space on the top? This looks horrible! And why do the Switch 2 Edition boxes have so much text on the front? Throw it on the back, for God's sakes! This is repulsive to look at! Did New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe really need an upgrade for 4K resolution? Wow, that looks so much better! I'm so glad this generic-ass art style is just brimming with beauty now! And same with Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. I like the game and all, but is anyone really gonna notice a difference in 4K with HDR? Of all the games to get a free upgrade, we're getting Big Brain Academy at launch. No Super Mario Maker 2? Or Smash Bros. Ultimate? Or Mario Bros. Wonder? And then they upgraded ARMS? I mean, okay. Like, yeah, it looks nice, but also, it's ARMS! Who the hell is gonna take the time to play this again? Nintendo got rid of the old design for DK and replaced it with the new one. Why can't you have both? Why did Nintendo have to take the old DK design and shoot it out in the back? It just seems unnecessary. Why is the ZL button so tiny on the GameCube controller? You could literally just copy over the other Z button. What was holding you back? And while we're at it, what's up with the Nintendo Music app anyway? I mean, it's cool that there's an official way to listen to this stuff finally, but it's only available on phones. A desktop app that can sync with a phone would be nice. And what's with this selection as well? There's a bunch of Switch music currently, but also a lot of NES. Who the hell wants to listen to NES music this much? And on top of that, Nintendo, are you seriously drip-feeding this? Come on, these OSTs have been on YouTube for over a decade. Surely you can do better than this. Also, good job on not crediting the original artist on any of the songs. I'm sure they appreciate that. Having character-themed playlist is a cute idea, but it doesn't really serve much purpose. Like, who the hell is gonna click Chauncey and be like, oh hell yeah, the perfect genre for me? And don't even get me started on Nintendo today, one of the most useless products Nintendo has released in years. They attempt to show off Nintendo news exclusively to the app, but half the time they have nothing important to say, or it just gets reposted on Twitter. Oh, of course. Nintendo has updated the app recently so the average person can't screen cap or screen record without making a black screen. Guys, this is news. Wouldn't you like us to, like, I don't know, maybe share the news? Oh, wait a minute, hold on. You want everyone to only use Nintendo today? Okay, good luck with that.
Man, I'm kind of bummed about the Switch 2. It's such a great upgrade, but so many people are just not going to be able to afford it, which is really unfortunate. Wonder if Bethaniel wants this.
Hello?
Where are you?
Oh, I'm just lost hiking right now, but I found out how to power my phone with two sticks.
Do you want my Switch too?
Nah, I'm good.
Hello, chumps. It's been a minute.
Nathaniel Mandy? I haven't seen you since you took off into the sky 2 years ago.
Yeah, I got a little bored, decided to fly around the world, whatever. But then my Switch OLED battery died, and I gotta charge it, so I came back. Yeah, got a USB-C?
Nathaniel Mandy, I got some sticks back here if you need them.
Wait, hold on. If you don't want the Switch 2, and you don't want the Switch 2, who's gonna take it? Howdy. What up?
Oh, God. Another one?
And who are you?
You don't know? It's me, Bethaniel Bandy. Oh, no.
Is that a Switch 2? Oh, my God. I've been wanting that for years. Oh, I could gush about that for at least 5 to 6 minutes.
Dude. 4K resolution for a Nintendo game. And we're not emulating it! That's amazing! Did anyone else actually expect a 120Hz screen on the tablet? I sure didn't. Finally, they fixed the SL and SR buttons and made them actually usable. The joysticks and Joy-Cons themselves are a tad bit bigger, which makes them a little easier to use. The wrist straps are much higher quality. Even locking them around your wrist is more seamless with the button. And taking them off is painless too. Just push the button on the back and they pop off. The magnetized Joy-Cons are shockingly strong. Like, seriously, they will not budge or fall off no matter how hard you try. While Nintendo took way too long to introduce a chat system, at least we finally have it. Whichever one of you developers out there had the idea of turning a Joy-Con into a mouse, just know that you're a genius. Sure, using a mouse on console is not a new concept, but the way that Switch 2 does it is just perfect. The Joy-Con can be both things at the same time, and it's surprisingly accurate and mostly feels like a regular mouse. You can even use the mouse on the menu, which is quite reminiscent of the old Wii days. Charging was always a bit awkward on the Switch 1, so it's nice that you can charge it from the top. The bigger screen and 1080p display is crisp, even if it's not an OLED display. Since it also supports HDR, this is one of the nicest displays for a tablet that I've ever used. The kickstand is a tad bit better than the Switch OLED one too. The back of the dock also has a removable door, which is also better built than the Switch OLEDs. It has more natural click-in spots, so it latches on easier. Even the power brick is a bit smaller, so it's a bit more manageable to get it plugged in with a bunch of other stuff. The microSD card is slightly easier to plop in too. Its placement is easier to reach compared to the Switch OLED. Dude, listen to the startup music. Now that's soothing. You can set a lock to your Switch too, just in case anyone robs you. Pretty much every game is backwards compatible with the Switch 1, and thank God because I have a massive digital library that won't be going to waste. Despite the bigger screen and more power, the battery life is still decent at 2 to 6.5 hours. Dude, GameCube Switch Online. I've been dreaming of this day for years. I'm so glad it's actually happened. As for the GameCube Switch Online controller, well, it's definitely a GameCube controller again. And I'm so glad that Nintendo has not stopped reselling this beauty. It even has gyro. And the fact that Nintendo is going to bring over really expensive games like Chibi-Robo, Fire Emblem Path of Radiance, and the Pokemon titles. That's actually thoughtful for them. And they didn't even raise the price of the subscription either. You can finally button that properly for N64 Switch Online. For Switch 1 and 2, which is a relief. It's bizarre that the Pro Controller 2 has a headphone jack since the Pro Controller 1 didn't, but you're not going to hear me complaining. I'm just going to be jamming. I really like these extra accentuated colors too. It looks and feels a lot more premium than the Switch 1 Pro. The joystick has more weight to it compared to the Switch 1 Pro controller. It just feels so much more solid. It also has a much better D-pad and some programmable back buttons. I doubt I'll use them, but it's nice that they're there. Even the keyboard has this little gradient around the letter. That's kind of neat. Regardless of how you feel about all the issues with Switch 2 physical games, the boxes at least have colorful side spines again like the old days. It was pretty hard to tell what Switch games were what from far away. The Switch Online app is still a tad bit laggy, but it's miles better than it was on Switch 1. Holy crap, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet actually run at a stable frame rate and they don't look like complete garbage now. And same with Echoes of Wisdom and Link's Awakening. It's still so strange that these games didn't have better performance on Switch 1, but I guess it's nice to have them on Switch 2. The ability to play way more of the games in multiplayer with Clubhouse games is a game changer. It makes one of the most underrated Switch games even better. And Joy-Con 2 mouse controls for Game Builder Garage is a perfect inclusion for the kind of game that it is. It's nice to see Mario 3D World, Bowser's Fury, and Mario Odyssey all get upgrades in resolution and frame rate too. It's making already excellent games even better. There's an Easter egg where with multiple controllers in the change grip slash order screen, sounds play on a musical scale by pressing the L and R buttons. That is such a dumb Nintendo thing to do. I love it. You can filter photos and video and have only photos come up from certain users. I guess it might be handy at some point, I don't know. When turning the Switch back on from sleep mode, each button makes a different sound. There's a new setting where you can stop your Switch 2 from charging at 90% to help keep the battery from deteriorating as quickly. While this exists already on phones and even EVs, it's nice to see Nintendo include this in the Switch 2. The menu sound clicks are different now too. They're a bit punchier than they were on the Switch 1. 258 default profile icons is pretty nuts. It's a heck of a lot better than the Switch 1's offering. The Switch 2 dock has a much sleeker design with rounded edges, and it's easier to remove and plop the Switch 2 in place. I'm shocked that I actually liked using Zelda Notes. It gives you new achievements, a navigation system to complete content in the game, and even allows for item sharing, just to name a few examples. Not only do Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom look and play phenomenally now, but this silly phone app is about to add hundreds of hours of replayability for me.
Bro, can I buy that off you?
Nah, you can just have it.
Whoa, wait a minute. You're not serious, right?
I'm good, bro. We're all family here, right?
But... Whoa, hold on. You don't have to do that. It's okay. I got you. See? I'm rich. Great Scott! Oh, you want it? Here you go.
Well, that was nice of you to give away your Switch, too.
Well, why not, right? Seems like a good way to greet our fourth brother, Bethaniel Bandy.
Thanks, guys. I feel so at home now.
I can't believe we're quadruplets.
I can't believe I'm rich now!
I can't believe I'm still lost.
Well, boys, let's assume the position. Shall we?
Assume the position? What's that?